Well, you have our permission to turn up the volume for this next story about Johann Sebastian Bach. Scholars have long debated what constitutes the proper tradition for performing his music. At the same time, others have thrown tradition out the window. A recent release of Bach's music on accordion got music critic Tom Manoff thinking about the lighter side of Bach over the years.
Bach always seemed to me the greatest of all composers. So when the Swingelsingers came along, the first really popular jazz Bach vocalists, I tried not to like them, but their snappy doobie-doo-dahs were irresistible. People often say that Bach's music is timeless. Well, Wendy Carlos proved it with her futuristic Switched on Bach. This is Bach's two-part invention in F major on the Moog synthesizer. Bach also works especially well on guitar. This is the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet playing their arrangement of a movement from the Brandenburg Concerto No. 6. The warmth and clarity of the guitar's pluck string sound allows this music to seem relaxed and complicated at the same time. Interest this summer in the lighter side of Bach began with a new release from accordionist Richard Galliano. Bach's delightful suite in B minor is usually heard with flute and orchestra, but here Galliano plays the solo part on the accordina, a smaller relative of the accordion, and takes the composer's high art into a cozy cafe. Some may consider all these light-hearted versions of Bach as a tarnish to his genius. I think the opposite is true. The music of Johann Sebastian Bach is so great, so well-structured, that it can exist in all kinds of styles, even styles which Bach could never have imagined. And what would Bach think about all this? My guess is that he'd like it.
That's our classical music critic, Tom Manoff.
This is NPR.